This is a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties with four offices in Highlands. They sell Elevation in Highlands and the Cashers area.
This has to be, been watching the news, I know you have, it's the tale of two states. Virginia, we're sandwiched in between Virginia and Georgia.
That's true. It is a very interesting contrast. The governor of Virginia extended his state of emergency and stay-at-home orders till June 1st. Then we have the governor of Georgia. Their state hasn't even met the federal guidelines of having 14 consecutive days of declining cases of the COVID-19. They haven't even met that, but now he's opening up just massage parlors, tattoo places, and just trying to open up the state. And I think that's kind of a dangerous, premature action. And it does impact our state, and it potentially impacts Highlands in that we're only 14 miles from Georgia on the state line. We need to still be, I think, vigilant. I like someone used the kind of the analogy of a football game. Folks, it's halftime. And the score is very close. We can't be celebrating victory at this time. We still need to continue with the practices that we have. And that is, if you are coming from another area, like Georgia, I'll call them out, or another state, to your second home, we ask you to continue with our state of emergency and the state guidelines, and that is you should self-quarantine at your home for 14 days. We really need folks to do that. I was talking to someone in a county near here where they had a very sudden outbreak, and it was from folks that had the virus from another state who came to a social gathering in that county, and all of a sudden they had an outbreak, which they were able to do the tracing and isolation and contain it. But I really worry that if we let our guard down now, we could have an outbreak here. Some people would say, well, we haven't had a problem here. That's great. I hope that we haven't had any outbreak in Highlands because we've been practicing all of these protocols. We just don't know what is ahead of us with containing the COVID virus. Even if you listen to the experts, they're still trying to analyze exactly how this virus behaves and how it is transmitted, and a lot of things are just unknown. So I think we need to be cautious, making sure that we continue these practices of social distancing, staying at home, self-quarantining if you're coming from another state. People are giving me feedback. I know that some real estate people, I heard one account where they, oh, come on up, everything's just fine. Heard a couple of accounts of people coming to their second homes, and one woman just said, oh, I'm a cheater. I'm not going to follow any of those rules. I don't know how extensive that is, but that's not the spirit of what we need to be doing right now.
We have been running some segments of Dr. Fredrickson down in Clayton, Georgia, and he was saying there's this huge reservoir of virus in Atlanta, and if it comes up here, it's going to run through us like a wildfire because we don't have any resistance.
And I'm not trying to cause panic or fear or turning people against one another. I'm just pleading for people, all of us, to just practice those good protocols. Do the social distancing when you're out in public. And then also, one of the things that I really want to encourage people to do, and I do it, and Steve, I saw you in the grocery store the other day doing it too, and we were kind of kidding each other, but cover your face with a bandana or a mask or something. That is not absolutely a protection about the virus, but it helps, and that's what we need. We need to do all the little things that can help. You'll see me in the grocery store, and I have a covering that I wear. I know you're doing it, and I would encourage everyone, if you go to the grocery store or the hardware store, to do that. Now, with that said, let me just talk about what I think is going to happen in the coming days. First of all, we're monitoring what Governor Cooper will be saying about his state of emergency for the entire state. Those restrictions that he's imposed come to an end on April 30th. Now, the question is, after he consults with his state health director, Dr. Mandy Korn, and other people, will those continue or will they be relaxed? We just don't know at this time. In the meantime, I've been talking with our emergency management folks, and one of the things that's emerging here in Western Carolina is that once we start seeing a change in the restrictions, where, if you will, we start to open up the counties and communities. We want to collaborate and do kind of a regional effort that is consistent with all the different jurisdictions. That means we need to be talking to Swain County, Macon County, Jackson County. All of these counties need to work together with their public health officials and emergency management officials, and also the towns in those areas need to be coordinating with the counties. And that's kind of my vision of how we will start reopening. We will look for the leadership from the state to start giving us guidelines, and then it will translate down at the county public health level. And then the towns and other jurisdictions, I think, will start to respond accordingly. We do want to reopen Highlands. And one of the things that I did earlier this week, I attended a meeting of the chamber with some town board members there. And we started saying, you know, as we continue with this state of emergency, let's start planning now on how we can begin to reopen the town. And those kind of planning discussions are underway. They will continue. And then when we see the opportunity to start opening this town, we certainly will do it, but it will be in a deliberate and methodical manner. It's not going to be like a light switch where we just say, oh, we can go back to what we've been doing. We'll start in a phased program, I believe, in reopening this community, because the worst thing that could happen to us is to start to open and have an outbreak. First of all, the spotlight would fall on Highlands, and we'd be kind of tagged as a hot spot or a place where we're having problems. So we want to avoid that by making very wise decisions about how we will be opening the town. And I understand, and believe me, I understand, we've got businesses and institutions that need to get back to work and at the same time maintain the safety of the public in not contracting this unpredictable COVID-19 virus.
This has been a special COVID-19 report brought to you as a public service by Country Club Properties in Highlands.